1713, the Parisian financier Pierre Cozat redecorated his dining room. He commissioned none other than Watteau to produce four paintings, one for each season. The paintings were oval, suggesting that they're so-called overdoors, set into the panels over the doors. There seems to be a link between the commissioning of these four seasons as paintings to the composition of the four seasons, not by Vivaldi, but by one Giovanni Antonio Guido. Guido, a Neapolitan violinist and composer living in Paris, mixed in the Pierre Croizot inner circle along with Watteau. Guido's four seasons are called Scherzi al Monaco sopra la quarta stagione dell'anno. Like the Vivaldi's four seasons, this music is based on poems, four anonymous French poems about the characters of the seasons. Like Vivaldi, Guido makes use of the ample opportunities for programmatic writing. Of course, the question arises of whether Vivaldi and Guido influenced each other, or indeed, if they even knew about each other's works. Both four seasons were composed in the mid-1710s. Vivaldi's seasons were published in 1725 and Guido's in 1726. One thing that is evident is that similar themes arise in both works. The descriptive use of long drone notes evoke country dancing. The use of short accented chords played sul ponticello, stabbing figures to describe icy winter by both composers. In summer, both Vivaldi and Guido feature some similar features, the unmistakable sound of the cuckoo and a depiction of a summer storm. Here is L'Arte dell'Arco with Federico Guglielmo playing the first and second movements of Guido's four seasons, the cuckoo and the violent storm. L'Arte del Arco and Federico Guglielmo played the first and second movements from Summer, from Guido's Four Seasons. FMR.